We hear the door go and I leap out of bed and throw Matt's trousers at him. Get up, I hiss at him. The girls are back.
What?
He says, still in the afterglow fog. Post-ejaculatory male incompetence only confirms to me that men weren't supposed to survive mating. Evolution clearly intended for them to sow their seed, then be eaten by a saber-toothed tiger and let us go on with it in peace.
Get dressed,
I whisper, as I hear footsteps trudging up the stairs.
Oh God, why did I wear skinny jeans? It's like getting toothpaste back in the bloody tube.
Ma'am, you in? Says Taylor, bursting into my bedroom, her own stringent rules about knocking apparently not valid here.
Oh my God! Gross!
What? What is it?
Gracie squeals behind her.
Let me see!
Taylor looks at me like I've just annexed Poland. She backs out before her sister can enter.
Mum's waxing her bits,
I hear her say behind the closed door.
Ew!
I hear Grace squeal gleefully. Not the ideal cover story, but probably less therapy required than the truth. Also a pertinent reminder to actually wax my bits. My phone lights up on the bed and I snatch it away before Matt can see it. Not that I need to worry. He's still reacquiring basic motor skills. This phone has become like a live grenade since Ben's office. Could go off at any moment. But I just love his messages. Can't wait to see you tonight. You looked so beautiful today. I want you. B. Kiss, kiss, kiss. I suppress an audible groan at his simple sensuality. A single text has nearly achieved in 1 minute what Matt couldn't for the past 20.
What a day,
says Matt, coming round and grabbing me in his arms. He's so everywhere. An afternoon delight and a quiz night. Are you sure you want to come? I say, trying to dissuade him for the umpteenth time this week. I'm going to be helping Hattie at the bar and the kids couldn't care less.
Give over. Gracie's up for it, he says. And it'll be good to do something as a family. It'll be fun.
I smile my assent. 10 days ago, I would have completely agreed. But last week, I was Kira Fisher, frustrated wife and mother. This week, I'm Kira Fisher, sex kitten. Matt snatches me from my less than honourable thoughts with a swift pat on the bum before walking towards the bedroom door.
Right, you bloody rugrats,
he bellows with all the satisfaction of a man whose oats have been sown.
We leave in 10. Shake your fannies into action.
My phone rings in my pocket and I both hope it is and isn't Ben. It isn't. We've snatched a few phone calls, but he knows not to call me at home. It's our estate agent.
Archie, if you've called to tell me that they've pulled out of this viewing after I took the afternoon off to clean, I'm going to...
Not at all, Mrs. Fisher,
says Archie, who is younger than most of my stretch marks.
I've got some good news. We've had an offer.
This is good news, I think.